from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Suicide bombings in Afghanistan and Pakistan. An Afghan government official says the death toll in a suicide car bombing in western Kabul has climbed to 24 with at least 40 people wounded. The bomber appeared to have rammed into a minibus. The Taliban claimed responsibility. At least 25 people were killed in a blast in the eastern Pakistani city of Lahore on Monday. At least 50 others were injured in the explosion. The director general of police operations told reporters that the blast was the work of a suicide bomber riding a motorbike. At least 9 police personnel were among the dead. 2 Jordanians were killed and an Israeli was wounded by gunfire in a heavily fortified Israeli embassy compound in Jordan's capital. The Israeli foreign minister said one of the 2 Jordanian workers lunged at a security guard with a screwdriver. The incident comes at a time of mounting tensions between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem shrine revered by Muslims and Jews. Michael Fishbach, a Middle East expert at Randolph-Macon College, is alarmed at the rising tensions.
There's been a lot of frustration, certainly among Palestinians in recent years, frustration at any number of sources. And something like this, which deals with religion, is just as if it's a third rail. And so that, I think, is what all parties are desperate to try to avoid, is the outbreak of another mass uprising.
The UN Security Council is to meet in emergency session today to discuss the violence. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte defended his strong-arm policies against drug traffickers and martial law in Mindanao. In a State of the Nation address in Manila today, he said the fear that he could be prosecuted for his policies against the drug trade would not lead him into an inaction. This is VOA News. 3 African nations are holding major elections in August, Angola, Kenya, and Rwanda. Although the 3 nations are very different, for all the stakes are high, and the contest will be closely watched. From Johannesburg, VOA's Anita Powell looks at the upcoming election in Rwanda.
First up is tiny, landlocked Rwanda, which will vote the first week in August. Once again, the undisputed favorite is the longtime president, Paul Kagame, who has ruled Rwanda since the end of the 1994 genocide. Horn of Africa analyst Mariti Mutiga of the International Crisis Group is expecting no surprises, but says the democratic exercise is an important one for Rwanda and its wealthy aid partners.
I think it matters to the extent that obviously there's been questions as to whether Rwanda is an authoritarian country, whether it respects the norms and practices of a democratic country, and especially as a major recipient of aid from the West.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
For more on the African elections, visit our website at voanews.com. Police in the U.S. city of San Antonio, Texas, say they found 8 people dead in the back of an extremely hot tractor trailer. A 9th victim died in a hospital hours later. There were 30 survivors, including 2 school-aged children, along with 20 survivors in critical condition. VOA asked Nell Green of the Coalition to Combat Human Trafficking Texas if this was people smuggling or human trafficking.
For legal purposes, if you have paid somebody to get you across the border with the intent that you're going to go to work somewhere, and you get caught on the other side of the border, whether it's in a stash house or a trailer or whatever, at this point, you have been smuggled. And for legal purposes and for charges to be brought against anybody, in order for it to be human trafficking, you've got to be able to prove force, fraud, or coercion. And you can't do that in this case.
San Antonio's fire chief says it was likely no one would have survived another night in the trailer after a day in which temperatures reached 38 degrees Celsius. Poland's president says he's vetoing 2 of 3 bills recently passed by lawmakers to reform the country's judicial system. Andrzej Duda announced his decision on television on Monday, days after mass street protests. He says the decision is as follows, namely, I have decided that I will send it back to the lower house of parliament, which means that I will veto the bill on the Supreme Court as well as the one about the National Council on the Judiciary. Both bills are generally seen as challenges to the independence of the judicial system. Joe Palkin, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.